brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be looking into the incredible arrogance, the chutzpah, whatever you want to call it, the daring of Al Gore and his long history of con artist behavior, saying that he is the Earth's savior, the inventor of the Internet, and we're all dead if we don't pay him money. He's relaunched his fraud. He's treading water. And I want to politically put this guy into the deep Davy Jones locker. Right now, let's go to Nathan in Texas. Dilling Poll's coming up in the next break to talk about Man Bear Pig. Nathan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Don't talk bad about Man Bear Pig.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, when you said that Ron Paul injects issues into the whole debate, you weren't kidding, because with that whole Gardasil thing, I mean, Ron Paul just threw that out there, and now it's become like a huge topic in the debate. And I wanted to say on that note that Rick Perry, by attending Bilderberg, which is admitted, if you go to Wikipedia, there's a Bilderberg attendee list, and Rick Perry is the only one, the only governor listed as a Bilderberg attendee in 2006 or 2007. And so, I mean, wouldn't that be evidence? Because the Logan Act, doesn't that say that you are not allowed as anybody?
Yes, Hillary Clinton got hit for, what, $350,000 for the Logan Act.
Yeah. So, I mean, couldn't we, you know, if Ron Paul maybe mentioned that, I mean, that's evidence right there. I mean, plus, isn't that pretty much admitted? Couldn't we go after him for that and kind of nail
him? No, I agree. He should say, Rick, why did you go to the super secret globalist world government Bilderberg group meeting? And that would be dynamite, because then Rick wouldn't deny it. And the media would be like, well, we say this doesn't exist. That is a devastating idea. Listen, I know, as I've talked to him on air, I know Lou Rockwell and other people that advise Ron Paul. And Ron Paul's smarter than a lot of us, so he didn't need advising that the Gardasil is the thing to go after him. But I know, talking to Lou Rockwell, who used to be a chief of staff, that that was what he was advising Ron, that that's a big issue. And obviously, Ron, as a doctor, didn't need to be told that. He's criticized it from the start. But I think that's a good idea. When folks run into Ron Paul on the campaign trail or wherever, at the next debate, Ron Paul ought to say, you know, there's a law. Hillary Clinton got in trouble for going to a private globalist corporate meeting where a policy was set. And Bill Clinton went as well and got knighted by the establishment. You went to Bilderberg in 2007, Rick. Tell us about that, and tell us what you discussed, how to hand over our roads. If he did that, the media wouldn't know what to do, because Perry, I'll guarantee you, will say, I went, yes. Because Perry, when he went, he was one of the only people to ever tell the Dallas Morning News, and it was on News 8 Austin. He said, I'm going to Bilderberg, tell them about freedom. Hey, I'm going to tell them about our system over there. That's actually what he said. King Leesburg, I'm going over there, I'm John Wayne, I'm going to tell them how we do it. Well, whatever he told them, they liked it. And he came back for handing over power plants and roads and forcibly inoculating. So we know he didn't convert them. He certainly got on the fast track then. And the media would be like a deer in the headlights, because then it would inject, what, Perry's going to secret meetings? I'm telling you, that's a great idea there, Bubba.
Yep. And one other thing, I just want to give a shout out for DallasToRonPaul.com. On September 10th, we went to the Dallas Federal Reserve, and there were about 30 to 40 of us out there waving signs. And I just want to say that in DallasToRonPaul.com, there was an article where the guy had written that there were actually, I didn't realize this when I was there, but there were two guys who had seen us when we were sitting there waving the signs. They were new to the Dallas area, and they actually stopped and joined us waving signs. And he made the point that when was the last time anybody did that for, you know, Mitt Romney or Rick Perry or anybody else?
No. It's spontaneous. And that's why if you're one person, you got to get out on the road, because it just all shows that we're the majority and that we're rising. Appreciate that call. James Dilling Poll, straight ahead. But yeah, no, Rick Perry supported carbon taxes. He's been a gun grabber, supports Hillary Care, loves Al Gore, was his chief of staff in Texas, forced inoculations. I mean, my goodness. What do you say to that?
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. 497-8345.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, Max Kaiser's going to be joining us to talk about the economy. Way before closures. Record. Big jump in jobless claims. Inflation rises. Billions in unemployment benefits paid in error. Rogue trader lost $2 billion. John Mack stepping down as the chairman of Morgan Stanley. New York man banned from hunting anywhere in the world. That's all part of these new global databases. When you go hunting, you go to your driver's license now, then you have to go swipe it to buy a fishing license, anything. They're now saying if you take home a fish that's a half inch too small or too big, you're going to be banned globally. These are global databases, global government. That's all up at InfoWars.com. It's also up at DrudgeReport.com. Salisbury man banned from hunting worldwide. A Salisbury resident has been banned from hunting anywhere in the world for 2 years as part of an agreement with federal authorities in Kentucky on charges that he illegally hunted and took wildlife from the state. He took a 14-point buck home, and I guess he had a license in one state but not the other, so he went hunting, and now he's globally banned, see? I didn't know there was a global government. It's all globally standardized, the exact same rules in England, Germany, Australia, the U.S. They've had a 40-year program, it'll be 40 years in a few months, of taking blood from all babies at birth, putting them in a global database. I told you about that 16 years ago. It's now been declassified in the last two. I had sources inside government DNA database facilities. They tell you it's a blood test. It actually goes into a global UN system. Now all admitted. So jobless claims, inflation rise, manufacturing gets weaker. We're going to be talking about globalism. Everything is going according to their plan. And on top of all of that, I just mentioned this, but here's the article out of the Associated Press. Mortgage default warnings surge in August. Mortgage default warnings spiked in August, signaling potential new foreclosure wave. And right on time, Jordan is about to fall. The Israelis have pulled people out of their embassy, say it's hanging by a thread. They're about to vote for a Palestinian state, regardless of which side of that you're on. I'm neutral. I'm not in the ancient tribal warfare. I just want to end all the foreign aid and stay out of it. Israel's got its 400, 800 nukes threatening to nuke people. Some of the Arabs are saying we're going to overthrow you and drive you into the sea. This is a nightmare. And the big banks have been there helping trigger these revolutions, putting Al-Qaeda in Libya, getting the ball rolling for a big world war, pulling in Russia and China as a distraction. Now, on top of all of this, Al Gore, the man who says he invented the Internet, the man who said NAFTA and GATT would double our economy in 10 years, totally deindustrialize us, a man who has big palaces all over the place, but says you shouldn't be able to take a hot bath or have a light bulb or a regular toilet. It's like Prince Philip and Prince Charles lecturing everyone with their private trains and jets and all the rest of it. Lord Rothschild, you got to pay carbon taxes to him. Australians already are, but he's got private islands, dozens of planes, huge ships. This is the sickening joke, and he has rebranded himself with 24 hours of horse manure, 24 hours of con artistry being lectured by the obese Nelly that is Al Gore. He is so sick. He makes me want to throw up when I hear his voice. In fact, I've gotten where I cannot hear Al Gore's voice. I was on Man Cow this morning, and we're going to James Dillon poll here in a minute, and they were playing Al Gore clips. And let me tell you something. I figured it out. His voice now drives me insane. You could torture me in a room playing his voice. The fakeness, how he loves everything he says is a lie. He loves conning people. Polar bears can't swim. The ice caps were already going to be all melted. So he's trying to relaunch his fraud. In Aspen, he said they're in deep trouble. On another show where he said go after deniers, be mean to them, they're like racist. Remember that a few weeks ago? Even the host said, yeah, even my liberal friends are laughing at me now. And I was like, it's all right. So he's gone from lecturing Congress and saying no scientist on earth doesn't believe global warming's real and man-made and evil. Now, that all scientists agreed that he was right, to desperately scrabbling around going, there's fires, there's wind, scary, pay me money. James Dillingpole is a best-selling author, and he's also a writer on a host of big publications like the London Telegraph, and he's got a couple new books out, and we'll be talking to him. Right now he's got watermelons out. Everything you knew about the government was wrong. Good to have you here with us today, Mr. Dillingpole. I'm going to ask you what I asked Christopher Monckton last night, Lord Monckton. Is Al Gore at the edge of the cliff? Tipping forward, staring into political extinction, or has he already hit the bottom and bounced? And is this a dead cat bounce that's just going to be good for laughs?
Al Gore is on top of the cliff, and he's about to carry us all over the edge with him. That's what he's going to do. It's not good news. And listen, Alex, you've given the enemy ideas. When the new world order arrives, they are now going to put you in a room with Al Gore's voice for the rest of your imprisoned life. Don't give him ideas.
Well, I guess you do have a good point. That's why I did that economic news first and then forgot to put a bow on it. Everything's falling apart. We're imploding. China has none of these rules on it. Everything's shutting down in England, the U.S. Global depression, except in commie land where Al Gore's got companies, and he wants to slap giant taxes on everything. California's already done it and went from 30% unemployment to 35% in 6 months.
The depressing thing about all this, about the coming global economic apocalypse, which is almost upon us, is that there are quite a few people out there who actually desired this thing. This was all part of the plan. If you go back to the Club of Rome, founded in 1968, in David Rockefeller's house in Italy by two guys, Alexander King and Aurelio Peche, and you read what these guys are saying about our economic future. And what you realize is that these guys wanted an economic collapse. They wanted to end industrial civilization, number one. And number two, they wanted a new world order. I mean, some of your listeners have probably heard this stuff before. Let me read out one line from one of their documents. This was published in 1974. Now is the time to draw up a master plan for organic, sustainable growth and world development based on global allocation of all finite resources and a new global economic system. That is, and they call this the master plan. They're quite open about it. This was in a book, 1974, Mankind at the Turning Point. This was in bookshops. This is not a conspiracy, or if it is a conspiracy, it's a conspiracy in plain sight. These guys knew exactly what they wanted, and now they are getting it.
That's right. And so when we fight Al Gore and Lord Rothschild and David Rockefeller and all these people who've written hundreds of books, publications, End of the Family, world population reductions of 80%, post-industrial world, Maurice Strong, Hansen, Goddard Space Center, this is their religion. And
And
they mean to carry it out. And so when we're fighting the man bear pig, you know, I like to joke about it, but really it's not a joke. These they're even calling themselves green fascists now. These are authoritarian control freaks. And what's even scarier, they don't even think they're saving the world. It's all a cynical way to seize total power.
Yeah. I was talking to the leader of the British Green Party the other day, and I accused her of being a watermelon. You know, that's green on the outside, red on the inside. Do you know what she said? She said, I'm proud to be a watermelon. So these people are, as you say, completely upfront about what they want. You've got the Prince of Wales, our future king. He has just been made head of WWF UK. He said that we should all look forward to reducing economic growth, living more sustainably. Well, okay, you can live sustainably when you've got various palaces all over the country where you've got millions of pounds coming in. For the rest of us, it's not going to be easy, this new Great Depression. It's not going to be fun. You know, no matter how many Greens think it's a good idea to bomb us all back to the Dark Ages, we all live in yurts and subsist on grains. Actually, some of us would like an economic future for our children. Some of us would like to go to hospital and get medical treatment. Some of us don't want a life of toil and misery. That's why human beings developed. That's how Western civilization happened. We wanted to improve our lot, not make it worse.
That's right. We watched our children starve to death, so we invented technologies. And what's sick about it is when you really get into their latest technocratic system, they plan for us to run around like Eloy and loincloths, those of us that are allowed to continue, while they are behind technotronic, high-tech national security reservations with their police helicopters and drones flying above us. When you really get into their writings, they're delusional. They think they're God.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone in their right mind could wish for what is coming to us. But the fact is that you look at the writings of the Green Movement, everything from the Club of Rome to Paul Ehrlich's population bomb to Rachel Carson, Silent Spring, these guys all wanted the same thing. It's a religion based on anti-science. Because look at the facts. We are entering a solar minimum. A solar minimum like we had in the 19th century, early 19th century, when we had the famous year without a summer. We had a solar minimum like we used to have in the days when we had ice fairs on the River Thames. Now we're entering a period of global cooling. There has been no global warming since 1995. Even Phil Jones at the University of East Anglia, you know, one of the arch warmists, admits this fact.
So well, that's why we have emails from years ago saying, hide the decline.
Hide the decline. That's what ClimateGate was all about. And I've written about this in this book, Watermelons, because it is very scary. You know, these guys are totally upfront about what they've been doing. We're not the climate gate scientists, obviously, but I mean, all the evidence is there that these guys are lying to us. These guys want to destroy the global economy. But yeah, the facts are, we are entering a period of global cooling. In periods of global cooling, it's harder to grow crops. That means riots. It means starvation. It means misery. Yet what are all the world's governments doing, all the world's Western governments anyway? They are making us pay carbon taxes. They are putting up wind farms, which don't even work. They are trying to deal with CO2 to stop global warming. But global warming hasn't been going on for over 10 years.
But we know that that's just their cover, that the windmills are going to fix it. It's all select boondoggles in the hundreds of billions of dollars given to their select little pet companies. When you try to go put solar on your house, which is a great idea, they won't come out in most areas of the U.S. and give you the inspection unless you hook it into the main grid. They don't want us being independent and sustainable. This system is about we're in a modern civilization holding us hostage by curtailing it. That's what it's all about, is a selective mafia takeover of industries that aren't part of the inside club.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a mafia takeover, because no free citizen would actually vote for this stuff if they possibly could. You know, for example, in Britain, we have this massive drive to green jobs, as I believe that you have in America, unfortunately. It has been calculated by economists that for every green job created in Britain by, through taxes...
You lose two jobs.
So no, in Britain, 3.7.
Oh, it's worse than Spain.
Spain was 2.2. Britain so far, 3.7 jobs lost in the real economy. It has been the same across Europe. The Portuguese economy has completely been destroyed.
But that's what Maurice Strong and Al Gore and all of them swore to do. They transfer the few jobs to their cronies while it destroys the other jobs, and they put more and more regulations on us, and everything moves to China, where Maurice Strong and all of them invest and live. It's a perfect plan.
Yeah, well, China makes all the money from these wind farms. You know, China makes all the parts. It mines the rare earth minerals for them. China is doing very well out of Western stupidity.
Now, I know you're optimistic, but at the same time, you're a realist. In a football game, let's take soccer football. Were they like 2 points ahead of us, but now we're 2-2, we just got two goals? Or are we 3 points ahead and they've got 1 point? I mean, how would you describe where we are right now? Because it looks like we're really starting to rout them. We've gone from just their wall of ridicule and, everyone agrees with us. And, you know, they're marching along with coconuts like they're royalty, and Al Gore saying he's the king, like some Monty Python skit, to now they're on the ground with their arms and legs hacked off saying, it's just a flesh wound.
That's right. Alex, what's happened is that we won the game 2 years ago. And what's now happened is that these jackbooted stormtroopers have come onto the pitch just as we're about to pick up our silver cup and said, hang on a second, you haven't won this game. The rules have changed. These are the rules now. You're going to go to a prison camp. We've won. We win forever. That's what happened.
Well, that's right. In fact, I'm glad you raised that. I can tell you're getting even more hardcore as the chips get put on the table. More and more, like parrots, tell people they're calling for arresting anybody that criticizes them, and it's time to get these alarmists, and it's time to get in their face. It's time to burn down some more car dealerships and hotels in the mountains. It's time to burn down ski resorts. It's time to knock the windows out of SUVs, because you got to pay your indulgence to Al Gore.
Alex, I used to think that some of the stuff you said on your show was quite extreme. The longer I live, the more I see what's going on in Europe, the more I suspect that we are heading towards a global eco-fascist New World Order, which scares me something rotten. I think they are going to start persecuting so-called climate change deniers. Already, you see, people who climate skeptics are being denied a platform in taxpayer-funded universities. These universities are supposed to be open to everyone, and yet they are shutting out freedom of speech now.
In England, they won't even deliver audio CDs of Matthew. And even if you don't agree with that gospel, or you're an atheist, now they won't deliver Bibles in the mail. I mean, this is a dictatorship. These are not liberals. These are authoritarian control freaks, and their ground soldiers are literally control freak little brown shirts. It's time to get back in their face.
Well, wait and see what happens if the EU gets its way and has political union as well as economic union. If that happens, Europe is completely lost. And then it will be as much.
That was my next point, because you're in England. They now admit it's a united Europe, no sovereignty. They said they're going to get rid of the football teams and have the Euro team so you can learn to worship government. That got leaked yesterday and is now public. Zero Hedge got that, but it's since been confirmed. And now they're announcing, yes, a private banking dictatorship over all of Europe. And guess who Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and all the big banks that are going to own this system are financing? They're the biggest financiers of the carbon tax garbage.
Yeah, of course they are. I mean, you know who invented carbon tax? It was Enron. Enron was going to be really big in carbon taxation and carbon credits and stuff. It is Enron Economics. And these are scary times. But if you actually consulted the people of Europe, even in Germany, most people do not want this stuff. They do not want a European socialist superstate. They do not want to be bailing out the Greeks. Most people in Europe actually want to be able to live their lives as they choose, free. Now, unfortunately, there is a class of bureaucrats, call them what you will, who have rigged the system with the banksters in such a way that people no longer have any democratic control over their lives. The Green Movement has been very much part of that. These are the watermelons. They are using environmentalism as an excuse to create new structures, to impose new taxes, new transnational regulations, like the one that Gibson Guitars got done for the other day in America. They were prosecuted under this ridiculous law which says that even if you infringe environmental laws made in India, then you are liable for
infringement. No. This is the new global database. A guy shot a deer in the state and didn't buy the right stamp for it. So now it says he's globally banned from hunting anywhere. And now they're saying we're under foreign laws. But even in the India case, they're saying they didn't violate the law. This was value-added wood. It's not endangered. But they don't care. And expanding on that, here in Austin, I talked to some of the city people where they come in and turn the parking spaces the wrong way on 6th Street for bike lanes. And the bike riders get out in the highway on major highways on purpose, like it's theirs, and are very aggressive and hateful towards cars. It's like a cult, and I like bike riding. And they say, we're not going to have fuel in cars anymore, so you must ride bikes. Well, we're not set up in compact cities where you can even ride 5 miles to work. It will destroy our society. And Harry Reid says he's not worried about the Great Depression. He's tackling the issue of bike paths nationwide. So instead of fixing, listen, 20 years ago we had great roads in Texas. Everywhere I go, they're rotting. Interstate highways have potholes. It's like I'm in, the roads are better in Mexico, James. I can't take it. They're wrecking my country.
Yeah, they're wrecking my country too. They're wrecking Australia, they're wrecking Canada, they're wrecking Germany, they're wrecking Spain. They are everywhere, and they are all part of the same problem. And it scares me. It really does.
Well, that's the communist plan. Wreck society so you're dependent on government, but it's not a dirty little commie down the street. It's big mega bankers that are going to knock out all their competition and set up a world government that's already here. And I can't believe you got children. I've got children. We've got to beat them.
We've got to beat them. I worry all the time about my children. I worry, apart from everything else, I worry what my children are going to do for a job. Because we are moving into a future where if you have no economic growth, which is the watermelon's plan, they don't like economic growth because it uses these things called scarce resources. Even though we have plenty of resources, we've got shale gas, we've got clath rates below the ocean, we have no shortage of power. But nevertheless, by destroying industrial civilization, which is what these guys want, they have created a future where there are no jobs, no future for our children. And yet, they have the hypocrisy to tell us that they are doing it for the children, for generations unborn.
Stay there. I want to do 10 more minutes with you, James. Then we're getting to calls joining us via video Skype from London. I want to come back and play a Plandopolis video that they show kids in England. Now, this isn't a joke. People watch this and think this is a joke of a dystopic world where you've got to have credits to leave your house. No. This is, they're being open about it. We're going to come back and play this clip.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Plantopolis put out by the eco groups. Now, the version we were able to find on YouTube has somebody making comments on it with text about how it's really a tyranny. But it shows you this future world where you've got to get rations for meat, rations to travel, a total tyranny. Welcome to the planned world. This is what Club of Rome actually calls for. Here it is. Play part of it.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you're on time. I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Plandopolis today. My husband works from home. He's a virtual engineer working on one of the city's desalination plants. He controls the robots who do all the important maintenance. I think he basically plays computer games for a living. Are you ready to go? Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone? I registered your visit with Slick Travel Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine. It makes so much sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge. We're so lucky. Our kids were allocated to school quite near my practice, so I can drop them off on the way. Saves on our calorie ration. Well, it won't be long until the little darlings get their career announcements. They've been working so hard, so I'm sure they'll get something good. Not that there's anything wrong with fixing carbon scrubbers for a living or anything. Are you hungry? Let's pop to the market as we're passing. Right, what's on the menu this month? No, not meat. It's not your birthday. The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping food production going. I mean, you don't get the choice you used to, but we're better off than most. I think it's probably easiest to walk from here. You barely see a car in the city centre nowadays, unless you're rich.
Okay, that's enough. It's not practical anymore. Now, you'd think this is a joke. This is not a joke. And this is exactly what they're calling for, the UN, a Global Food Council. It's just amazing. James Dillingpole, they've gone from denying this is their plan. Just 5 years ago, I have the clips. Al Gore would say, there's no plan for a carbon tax. He'd go, what? What are you saying? How dare you say this is a tax? You know, that fake angry thing he does. To now going, absolutely, taxes, pay me the money. I mean, these people are just so naked about what they're doing.
Alex, I am gobsmacked. OMG is all I can say to that extraordinary clip. And you're right. Do you remember, was it Lisa Jackson who was talking about how we were all going to have our showers and showers rationed? They call it smart growth. Smart growth is actually rationing, but in anyone else's book. We have the leader of our Green Party in Britain, Caroline Lucas, who was talking about putting Britain back on a war footing. And what she wanted was a return to the days when the government made our decisions for us about what we could eat, about all the healthy food, which is so, so good for us.
No. The BBC actually had scientists on last year and said we all need ration cards that track our calories, what they were just saying right there. And now they admit we're going to take your kids if they're overweight. We'll decide. If your kids are shy, we're going to take them. You know, there's all this other oppression, too. I mean, these are systematic tyrants.
Yeah. And, you know, Alex, if you came over to Britain, I think you would be shocked by how abject the populace is now. So few people in this country are freaked out by what is going on. So many of them accept it as normal. In the same way, I imagine that after a time in Nazi Germany, people got used to all the rules and regulations and the disappearances and stuff. You know, it's one of the facts of life you just had to accept to get on. But these are worrying times.
Well, they're saying now, every pundit, Soros, you name it, give our private banks that sold you the derivatives total control over Europe and pass VAT and carbon taxes and pay us or face a depression. And so we're now into this financial global dictatorship run by cold-blooded bankers that are going to use enviro-cultism as the cover for austerity slavery. And the only thing that can stop them is getting the word out to people. I hope people in England and the U.S. and other places realize every time we give in to them, they don't take their boot off our neck. They stomp that much harder.
Well, Alex, you know, when I wrote my book Watermelons, I started writing it about a year ago, and I was writing about all this New World Order stuff. I was reading the Bibles of the Green Movement, you know, like Rachel Carson, the world's biggest mass murderer, probably the 20th century, with her banning of DDT, thus condemning lots of people to death from malaria. I read about these people, about Paul Ehrlich, about the Club of Rome, and I thought all this stuff was kind of in the future. But the future is happening now. All the scary things that I describe in Watermelons are coming true. This economic collapse was brought about by well-meaning Greens who just wanted to make the world a better, fairer place, just to save the environment. And they persuaded so many ordinary people that this was a good cause worth supporting. And so many people still believe these lies, which unfortunately is why we're in this mess. Not enough people are resisting because, hey, we all want the world to be nicer and greener and fairer, don't we? Well, none of it looks like Al Gore's vision. None of it looks like the Prince of Wales is the Club of Rome's vision. None of it's what Maurice Strong wants, because this is hell on earth. In the name of saving the planet, these guys have created hell on earth.
Well, when you get around these professor types like Eric Pianca at UT and others, they get wild-eyed when they talk about everyone's going to die. The airborne Ebola is coming. oh, we've got to do this. And then you find out that they're involved in all these calls to put things in the food and water to sterilize us. It's a guild of just murderous control freaks running around with a bunch of well-meaning do-gooder acolytes. But, you know, you talked about that big study they did, last year now, that came out earlier this year in Canada, where they're six times more likely environmentalists to be criminals because it's rationalized that they can do whatever they want. It's like some type of moral authority thing. Instead of being good in business or good at art or accomplishing something, they like join the cult and then hate everyone, and they're like little priests who are going to go around and basically prosecute us or as heretics in some 21st century persecution. What would the word for it be? The Inquisition.
Yeah. Well, there's a famous line from the Club of Rome, which is, "The earth has a cancer, and the cancer is man." Now, if you actually believe, as these watermelons do, these environmentalists, if you believe that mankind really is a cancer on the face of the earth, there is nothing you would not do to save Mother Gaia. And that includes, I suppose, killing people, which is what effectively, when they banned DDT, when Rachel Carson brought the banning, the near global ban on DDT, that's essentially what she did to the people who died in the Third World. But I don't think that these people are going to become less extreme as time goes by. I think unless we resist them, unless we explain what underlies their thinking, people are going to be carry on being taken in by this lie. You know, the people who are watching Al Gore's 24 hours of climate lies, they're going to believe it, and they are going to persecute dissenting scientists, a bit like Galileo was persecuted by the Catholic Church.
Well, Al Gore is starting, as you know, in his speeches to say, go after people, get in their face. They're like racists that beat black people. And so they really are inciting this. And as you know, in Europe, calling for our arrest and other people's arrest. In closing, you know, I think you really said it earlier. You would listen to my show years ago. I know you're a well-read research guy, and it does sound radical. It does sound insane. But it's not that I'm insane. I have really faced, and you've read their quotes here, what they are, who they are. I've confronted them. I've learned about their philosophy. And it's almost like it's impolite or it sounds wild to come tell the truth. So I understand how we all kind of hold back and it couldn't be that bad. And I'm here to tell people it's worse than we can describe. Because even though we can glimpse how bad these people are, we are not them. I mean, their control freak weirdness is beyond anything we can even grasp. And we must realize that we're not calling for their arrest. We're not calling, you know, even though they're calling for mass murder and all this, we're just saying these are dangerous people and they're calling for our arrest. Folks, these are authoritarians. These are modern Nazis. These are the progeny of every dictator and control freak, strongman cult, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Hitler, Julius Caesar, with a modern weird, ninnying, gibbering, control freak icing on top, and they must be met, they must be faced. These are dangerous people.
Absolutely. Alex, at the risk of being immodest, may I recommend, as a useful primer to what is going on, this book I've written, Watermelons?
Yes, I'll be able to get it.
It does spell it out. It does explain the origins of this thinking in the Green Movement, how it was that people came to believe the biggest lie, biggest and most expensive lie in human history, how it all started, why the scientists lie, why the businessmen are getting involved, why all these disparate groups from the eco-fascists to big oil are all promoting this great myth.
Hey, I've been to smart growth conferences 12, 14 years ago repeatedly. And you'd go to the Dawson Convention Center, lavish, you know, giant full-wall projectors, thousands of city officials, business people, former Dallas Cowboys, and it was all literal. And I have footage of this. I ought to re-air it. A lot of Austinites saw it on local access. I've talked to the head of Dell was there. Everybody was rubbing their hands together, cackling about the power grab and the money grab. And that's how they got business on board, is the big banks come in and give you unlimited financing to do this. They don't talk about Mother Earth at these meetings. They talk about, we're taking over. I mean, it is a mafia.
Yeah, it's the corporations. You know, it is about the abolition of the nation state, the abolition of sovereignty, the abolition of individual people's rights. We are being taken over by corporate machines.
That's right. It's a total scam. Crony monopoly people with an army of well-meaning soccer moms and patchouli-wearing hippies marching forward into battle, having no idea what they're getting into. Well, listen, James Ellingpole, I really appreciate you joining us, and we've had some victories in the war, but what I've gotten from you is that these are battles. We have not won the war yet, but we have bloodied the dragon and shown that it's not invincible.
Alex, we are going to win because we've got to win, because there's no alternative, because our children and grandchildren will have no future if we do not win.
Absolutely. This is the greatest authoritarian threat the planet has ever faced. Thank you, James Dillingpole. Yeah.
Thank you, Alex.
It is a systematic cult of criminals. It is the priest of power. In fact, you printed me the 1984 stuff, John, 2 days ago, and I was going to read it. Will you pull it out of the stack or reprint me that area about the human boot or the boot stomping on the human face forever? I've got to get to that. Kaiser's coming up on the economy for about 30, 40 minutes, and then I'm going to get to that 1984 thing in your calls. But I'm going to go to your calls right now. Let's go ahead and go to your calls right now. J.D. in Austin, welcome, sir.
Yeah, Alex.
Hey, bro.
Hey, guy. I've been listening to you for, over 10, 12 years, and I agree with everything you say, and I've been trying to get everybody I know to listen to you, and I tell them I know he's right because I was woken up in 1964, and I was reading a lot of the same books you were. So I know you're right on. You've been right on all along.
Exactly. Listen, I went to the library a decade ago, and we've got it here. It's in my film Endgame. I have the actual Club of Rome books where everything Dillingpole was reading, we own all that from them. And they talk about, we're going to break up your families, we're going to poison you, we're going to take your kids, we're going to start wars, we're going to murder you. And the yuppies just listen. They go, listen to this crazy guy. Listen to him yell and scream. I'm here every day fighting these people. Let the nightmare end. They're getting ready for the full global collapse. They're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us that are warning you. This isn't a game, folks. These people aren't playing games. We're getting down. You heard Dillingpole. It isn't coming, man. It's here now, brother. It's here. What is it like for you? You know, from, you know, 6, 7, 8 years before I was even born knowing this. And then now seeing it all happen.
Well, I told them back then, I said, this is what they got planned for us. And they look at me and say, oh, it'll never happen here. No, it never happened in America. Well, I tell them now, well, it happened.
Well, when some idiot lectures you because you're not bringing your own bag to the grocery store or whatever, those are little things that seem reasonable to get you trained to do what you're told or take this light bulb or this toilet or a home inspection. After that, in their plan, comes taking your kids, everything else. You are talking to a well-meaning Nazi. Nazis in 1934 thought they were good people. When you're talking to these control freaks, it's time to get in their face. Al Gore says they think to get in our face. No, no, I'm getting in your face. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was listening to you the first hour. You was talking about cyanide and the apple juice.
Yeah.
Well, it's apple seeds, and it's got cyanide and benzaldehyde, whatever you said. I can't remember what you said now, but it's a benzaldehyde, cyanide and benzaldehyde.
Yeah, but I knew it was cyanide, and then also has some arsenic in the skin. I'm going from memory on that, but a little bit of that's been proven to actually be good for you.
Well, it's cyanide and benzaldehyde that is the most, that is been declared as a vitamin B17.
Yeah, because it's in a, I'm not going to quote what the doctors have all told me, but I've done a lot of research, and yes, it's in a biological form, and the way it's connected to other molecules in low amounts, it's fountain of youth. And well, that's what G. Edward Griffin is big into that. He's written books on it.
That I sent you a DVD by G. Edward Griffith, and it also had Ernst T. Krebs, Dr. Krebs, that came up with the vitamin B17. I don't know if you ever got it or not, but
I did get it, and I'd actually seen it before. I am aware of that. And now that this has all come up, I want to see. They've got us obsessed over trace amounts of cyanide or arsenic. When meanwhile it's biologically bound, it's like people worry about fish when it's biologically bound. Still, a lot of it's not good. But when it's in raw chemical form and injected right into your blood, that's when you've got the problem with mercury.
B17 is less toxic than table sugar.
You know, I just know what the top scientists have told me, and I've seen the studies. I appreciate your call. Good points. They've got everybody freaking out over trace amounts of arsenic. You would die without trace amounts of arsenic. Okay? Let me tell you what you don't need, and that's radioactive isotopes. And every major water system in this country that's fluoridated has got it added to the fluoride. You can look that up. It's all over the place. Yeah, they're dosing the water with radioactive isotopes. All right, more of your calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Man, that was good talking to Dilling Pole. Because I used to interview him 2-3 years ago, and he wasn't that hardcore. Now I can read his London Telegraph articles, and it's all about they want to kill us, world government. And finally, that's becoming more mainstream with mainline conservatives and libertarians. Look, I'm not making any of this up. Do you think I can just get up here and say Bayer Pharmaceutical for a decade, knowingly shipped out Factor VIII blood product, knowing it had HIV and hepatitis in it as a death sentence to hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs? They got convicted in French court, the only country where they got in trouble for it. That's been on mainstream news 5-6 years ago. You think I get up here and tell you they're putting radioactive isotopes in the water and it's not true? Do you think that? I would be destroyed by the national corporate whore media. But they can't do that. They don't know what to do. I guess they could show clips of me when I blow up and get mad on air or something. And it is true. I'm not polished. I'm not here trying to sell you some line of baloney. I'm not trying to come off as credible. I don't care. I'm swinging for the fence. Okay, I'm giving it 110%. I don't care. I don't have time to play games. I don't have energy to craft what I do. I'm just going for it. Either you listen to what I say and check it out for yourself or ignore it at your own peril. Because if what I'm saying is true, even 10% of it, we're all in deep trouble. And let me tell you something. 150% of what I say is true. You understand? It's even more true than I can even say. I can't tell you 1/10 of what's going on, how crazy it is, how much of it's coming in, all the subtle nuances and how it all ties together. Okay, it's worse than I'm saying. For any mistakes I make, by the way, I made a big mistake yesterday. I meant the articles in there in the TV studio. I was just quickly throwing some new news articles out because they write articles all day at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I saw an article about British footballer being investigated by authorities for 9/11 statements. And I'd seen that already in England and Europe. So I thought, oh, investigated by authorities, the way the headline read. I thought, well, the cops are coming to see him. Then later I read the article. I was like, no, the team is investigating him. So I make mistakes like that. Sometimes it's usually when I do half-cocked, kind of when I see something and just kind of go with it. Or I flip names around backwards, get numbers wrong. We've had long weekends before. You know, where a Monday we're off, and I come back and say, it's Monday, and it's really Tuesday. You know, I do stuff like that. But the basic philosophy, the basic information, it's worse than I'm saying, okay? I wish I was wrong. And the difference is, I'm trying to tell you the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I'm trying to not get involved in infighting. I'm trying to be neutral and just cover the big issues that affect us all. I'm trying my best. I mean, this is not a world that any of us want. I don't think the 1/10 of 0.5% that are globalist really, if they were able to carry this out, are going to like what they built. It is the darkest of the dark. It is a type of tyranny the world has never seen. It is, and the globalists call it the final revolution. They say that they've mixed and studied all the tyrannies into this super tyranny, and at the end of the day, it's the Illuminati. If you study the French Revolution, that was aberrant. That's why George Washington didn't support it. Thomas Jefferson did until later, and he had to apologize basically for it. They tried to go to a 9-day week. They tried to get rid of the family. They tried to change all of humanity. It's a plain God cult we're facing. And the globalists all at the top do attend what they call Illuminati meetings. It's like a college. They just pass on the ideas. And we really are facing the Illuminati. We really are facing the Illuminati. And George Orwell was a member of the Illuminati, Eric Blair, and later I will read part of this on air. Keep meaning to. Please remember, we'll be live tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 o'clock. If you're not a member, become one today. I want to welcome all the new members that are joining. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.